Now I want to read a poem. When we talk about poetry moving into new areas, what we're talking about is American poetry in the last 10 or 15 years becoming stronger and stronger, moving out into one area after the other. In many ways, it has taken the place of fiction in many areas. Fiction somehow is failing to describe the life that we live. Nobody knows why. Maybe the life is too weird, and fiction cannot describe it. Fiction did marvelously in the 19th century, and the essay did marvelously in the 18th century. And now in the 20th century, poetry somehow comes closest to being able to describe the strange changes in life that have taken place. And this is evident in someone like, not only the poets I mentioned, like Stafford and Dickey and like Rethke, who talk about the Americaner, and younger poets like Ed Doan, who do the same thing, and poets like Ginsberg, who write about how it feels like to be a Columbia boy and then realize that everything in Columbia that you learned was nonsense, didn't help you in life. That's what howl means. He's howling at the academic poet. Anyway, and also men like Gary Snyder, who is the first Buddhist poet we have ever had in the United States. And it sounds laughable, but we must remember that that was an early spiritual direction of America. Emerson went in that direction. All of Whitman comes out of the Indian philosopher. So again, we're picking up something that has been deep in American history before. Gary Snyder is a great religious poet. But also, for the first time in many years, we're being able to write poetry about things that are not noble. And we're being able to write poems about tiny details, things that we live through in life. That's the great thing about Issa, writing a poem about the flea in his bed in the city. That's different than writing poems about noble mountains in England, or needing the death of a great man in order to write an ode. So I'm going to read you a poem by the great Chilean poet Pablo Neruda. He's probably the greatest poet alive now. He was 62 years old this year. The greatest poet in South America, along with Cesar Vallejo, those two, stand out head and shoulders above everything else in South America. Greater poets than we've had in English in this century. Greater than Eliot. Greater than Pablo. But we don't translate them very much because we figure that the South Americans are exactly as we have them in our movies. Little guys, you know, that cower in the corner and have this funny accent. But Neruda will probably get the Nobel Prize this year or next year. He lost it to Steinbeck by one vote a couple of years ago. This is a poem called Ode to My Socks. It's an ode to his socks. And the socks were given to him by a shepherd woman in southern Chile. It's a marvelously funny poem. And a marvelously human poem. And it shows the movement of poetry out getting stronger. Maru Mori brought me a pair of socks, which she knitted herself with her sheep herder's hands. Two socks as soft as rabbits. I slipped my feet into them as though into two cases knitted with threads of twilight and boots. Violent socks. My feet were two fish made of wool, two long sharks, sea blue, shot through by one golden thread, two immense blackbirds, two cannons. My feet were honored in this way by these heavenly socks. They were so handsome that for the first time my feet seem to me unacceptable. Like two decrepit firemen. Firemen unworthy of that glowing fire, of those wonderful socks. Nevertheless, I resisted the sharp temptation to save my feet somewhere, as students keep fireflies, as learned men collect sacred texts. I resisted the mad impulse to put them into a cage and give them each day bird seed and pieces of watermelon. Like explorers in the jungle who hand over the very rare green deer to the spit and eat it with remorse, I pulled on. I stretched out my feet and pulled on the magnificent socks and then my shoes. The moral of my ode is this. Beauty is twice beauty, and what is good is doubly good when it is a matter of two socks made of wool in winter. So thank you very much.